Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Carolina was the best of a bad weekend for the Big Four. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Duke, NC State, and Wake Forest were outscored 135-29 Saturday by Syracuse, Louisville, and Clemson. At least the Tar Heels lost Thursday night at Pitt. It was a respectable 34-27. The problem is that it left the local Triangle teams all with 4-6 records, meaning all three have to win the remaining two games to gain bowl eligibility. Maybe a shallow contention, but Carolina is the best of the three and has the easiest path to 6 wins. Duke, which opened the season 4-1, has lost its last 4 games and must play at Wake Forest and at home against surging Miami to finish the regular season. I know the Blue Devils are coached by the revered David Cutcliffe, but sorry, they look like no one was coaching them in the 49-6 loss to Syracuse, which was coming off its own 4-game losing streak. State, which has also dropped 4 straight, must win at Georgia Tech and at home against Carolina to secure its 5th straight bowl bid under the suddenly beleaguered coach Dave Doran. The Wolfpack has had quarterback woes all season since 4-year starter Ryan Finley graduated. Wake Forest has already qualified for another bowl bid, the 4th in a row under Dave Clawson. And the 7-3 Deacons games against Duke at home and at Syracuse will determine just how good of a postseason bid they get. Carolina does have the best triangle path to a first bowl bid in 3 years. It's only because Saturday's senior game is against Football College Subdivision 4 Mercer, and the regular season finale is in Raleigh against a struggling state team that has both injury and personnel problems. Mack Brown's Tar Heels, as you well know, have a season full of close games and all 6 losses by 7 points or less. In fact, their only win by more than that margin was at Georgia Tech in week 6 when they were 3-3. Carolina hasn't been above 500 since winning its first 2 games against South Carolina and Miami. Doesn't that seem like a long time ago? Brown is a master motivator, and he can approach his players with the idea of having a mini playoff opportunity in front of them. Beat Mercer and move on to NC State for a bowl bid and a chance to end the season by hoisting a championship trophy, whether it be in Shreveport, Louisiana, or some other outpost at the bottom of the bowl pecking order. Much better than sitting home. This is Archansky. See ya.